Welcome to the Agency in Focus, Department of Veterans Affairs, sponsored by Leidos. Now here's your host, Tom Temin.
Earlier this month, a report from the Veterans Affairs Department Inspector General said VA Secretary David Shulkin and his staff lied to ethics officials about the nature of a European trip he took. That was last summer. Despite a few calls for his scalp, Shulkin still has support from Congress and from many of the veterans service organizations, among them the American Legion. For this and the Legion's view of the Veterans Choice Program, Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco spoke with Verna Jones, the American Legion's executive director.
Let me just make sure that you understand. This wasn't an endorsement for Secretary Shulkin. Mm-hmm. This was about making sure that the VA stays healthy and we have a good, robust VA for our veterans. The Legion found it our duty and our responsibility to come out and say, pause, make sure that people are looking at this IG report for what it is. If you look at the executive summary, you look at it and it seems pretty damning, and it's, you know, the allegations are very serious. And then when you read the rest of the IG report, you know, you have to ask yourself questions. Where's the rebuttal from the secretary? Where's the rebuttal from the chief of staff? Why would these things have been done for something so small? I mean, you know, our secretary and his wife, they both have pretty lucrative careers, and she always travels with him. And she travels with him at the expense of the secretary. I don't think that, you know, the secretary or his wife had to, you know, in order for her to go, it had to be paid for by the VA. I'm not sure what happened there, but we have to separate the two. A, whatever happened in that travel, and the IG and the office of our general counsel for the VA, and then the president will have to make sure that they do what's right for whatever wrongdoing was committed during that trip. And then you have to look at the separate part of it. Under Secretary Shulkin's time here as a secretary, what's been happening with the VA? Well, we know that there have been some major pieces of legislation that have been passed that Secretary Shulkin has been a big part of. And the VA is moving forward. There's more transparency, more accountability. You know, the wait times are getting better. The electronic health care records are getting better. Secretary Shulkin is the secretary that is just kind of boots on the ground. Yes, he talks to the president, to the chief of staff at the White House, and to the veteran service organizations. But he is also concerned about that average, everyday veteran. And we just felt like we needed to make sure that the VA was healthy and that the right person was there to make sure veterans were taken care of.
And we should say that Secretary Shulkin is indicated or has paid back the portion that the IG mentioned in the report.
That's right.
Yeah.
He did.
Want to move to probably what's going to be one of the bigger items, I would assume, on your agenda this year, and that's the Choice Program. And it seems as if you and the other veteran service organizations and lawmakers have been just talking about this constantly for the past couple of years. And it seems as if, just from my perspective, there's been a lot of debate and ongoing dialogue about it. So what has that process been like, and where are you now with moving the Choice Program into the next iteration, I guess?
You're right. It's been a long time. You know, initially back in 2014 when the unethical wait time scandal happened, we knew veterans were in crisis, and we had to find a way to make sure that those veterans who have been denied benefits and their ability to go to the healthcare system in a timely manner, that needed to be fixed. We had to find a way to do that. And so the American Legion supported the Choice Program as a temporary program to make sure that all those backlog veterans, those who have been affected by that unfortunate incident, was taken care of. And then Choice just kind of morphed into something bigger. You know, it's almost like kicking the can down the road. How do we pay for it? How do veterans get the health care that they need if they can't go to the VA or if it's not available for them? And now it seems that people are changing Choice and kind of transforming that into privatization. That's where we have to draw the line. The American Legion isn't saying that veterans shouldn't have a choice or an opportunity to be a big part of their health care. You know, I'm a member, I go to the VA healthcare system, and no matter where I go, to the doctor, to my outside facility, or to the VA, I want to take control, be a big part of how I'm handled, you know, through my whole medical process. And we're not taking that away or trying to take that away from veterans. But what we're saying is, you know, we're absolutely against unfettered choice and privatization. Where's the oversight going to come from? If we just send veterans out into the community on their own, who's going to make sure that they're being taken care of? Who's going to make sure that they're seeing the right doctors and that the right things are happening for them. And when there's a problem, who's going to take care of that for our veterans? So it's about making sure that they come into a healthcare system that's created for them and that knows the unique needs of veterans. And we wholeheartedly believe that's the VA healthcare system. So while there is a place for choice, unfettered choice is just not the right thing for veterans.
And I think one of the strong arguments in favor of the VA system is when you walk into a VA, I mean, you're with your fellow veterans. You're with people who understand what you've been going through. You know, maybe your doctors can bring up, you know, I'm here to see you for one issue, but hey, I've noticed that, you know, in talking to some of your other veterans, we've noticed something, you know, we've noticed something that might come up in this realm, you know, that we might want to watch and be aware of. I mean, is that what you hear from your members who talk to you about their experiences?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we go out through our System Worth Saving program where we send our staff out to the different VA healthcare facilities. We hold a town hall meeting before the night before we have our visit with either the VA healthcare system or the benefit office, and because we want to talk to the veterans who live in that local community. What's going on with your VA? How do you feel about the care that you receive? And what is it that the American Legion can take back to Washington, D.C. and try to help make sure that those programs are created and that you feel like you're getting the best health care anywhere? We have our legislative division where we have someone on the Hill almost every day that Capitol Hill is in session, and the Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation Division where we help veterans get their benefits, make sure they get health care appointments, make sure that anything that's related to the veteran, the benefits, health care, National Cemetery, veterans benefits, that we're there to represent them. We testify before Congress on veterans issues, and our Veterans Employment Education Division, where we take care of veterans, make sure that they can get employment, and you know, our homelessness coordinator is there. Women and Minority Veterans Division, our program is there as well. So we make sure that veterans are taken care of. And I'm telling you, overwhelmingly, those veterans really enjoy and appreciate the health care that they receive at the VA. As we know, timeliness is an issue, making sure that veterans get those appointments in a timely manner. And it's getting better. And most of the time, that's the complaint. You know, we want to make sure that we can get in, especially going to see specialty docs, making sure they can get in for things like urology and, you know, orthopedics and make sure that they get to see those doctors in a timely manner. It is important that veterans go to a VA healthcare system because, think about this, when, especially the height of the war, veterans were coming home, they were going to Longstuhl and they were going to the polytrauma centers, you know, in different places. I visited the polytrauma center down in Florida, and to see the amazing work that they were doing with those veterans who had, you know, lost limbs and had several different issues going on because of time, you know, serving our country and on the battlefield. Those doctors were aware of what was going on, the mental and the physical aspects of that. They were doing it at record numbers. Every day there were new veterans, unfortunately, who were, you know, coming off the battlefield wounded and who were going to Longstuhl and being sent out to different places. And they were absolutely ready to take care of those veterans. It reminded me of, I've gone to the hospital when my goddaughter was born, and the doctor was there, and he was calling for the midwife. And he said, I hope she hurry up and she gets here. And I'm like, well, you're the doctor. Wouldn't you be the best person to deliver the baby? He said, listen, I might deliver babies once or twice a year, but these midwives do it every day. These are the experts. And that's the same thing with the VA. I'm not saying that veterans can't go out into the community and get good health care, but when it comes to the kinds of injuries, illnesses, and the wounds that we're seeing for veterans, the VA doctors and their support staff, those are the best place for those veterans to go because they're doing it every day. And the aftercare that veterans are going to need, from the invisible wounds of war and everything in between, we just wholeheartedly believe that the VA healthcare system is the best place for veterans.
Verna Jones is American Legion Executive Director, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. In part two of that interview, Jones discusses VA's plans for a new electronic health record. Find a link to the interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One. I'm Tom Tamman.
Leidos is proud to support the VA and its mission to care for Americans' veterans. Leidos is committed to advancing the next generation of healthcare at the VA through outcome-based solutions and scalable IT. We strive for better access to care and improved health outcomes for our men and women who served. Leidos was recently named Washington Technology's number one government contractor in IT, systems integration, professional services, and telecommunications. For nearly 50 years, we have developed practical answers for a complicated world. To learn more, visit leidos.com.
The Veterans Affairs Department is hard at work on a new electronic health record that matches the one under construction by the Defense Department. It's hit a few roadblocks early on. Veterans themselves are watching. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco spoke with Verna Jones, Executive Director of the American Legion, who describes what her organization would like to see come from that project.
Implementation is key to make sure that how it rolls out and how they start off talking those electronic healthcare records, messaging with DOD and VA, and making sure that this is seamless integration is important because I know you don't remember, but in 1973, there was a fire at the Record Personnel Center where a lot of the veterans' records were destroyed. Prior to my coming to the Washington headquarters office, I worked at the Department of North Carolina for the American Legion as the service officer. I helped veterans get their benefits and make sure that they could get health care throughout the VA there in North Carolina. But what we saw was a lot of veterans would come in, file claims, and we couldn't find the evidence that was needed to substantiate their claims because their records had been burned. Now, the VA did a pretty good job, or DOD did a pretty good job at making sure that those records were reconstructed, but not everyone's records were reconstructed. And, you know, if it wasn't documented, then it didn't happen. And there are a lot of veterans and their families who are void of the benefits that their service members or that the veterans were entitled to because there were no records. So these electronic healthcare records are key in making sure that it chronicles the veteran from the time they entered the military and to the death of that veteran and beyond if their family members continue to file for benefits that they may be entitled to. So what we're going to be looking at is quality and timely implementation of those electronic healthcare records and making sure that the systems are talking and making sure that those records transfer from DOD to VA so veterans can you know, keep all the benefits that they deserve and access those records with the greatest amount of ease.
The president recently announced an appointment to the Veterans Benefits Administration, Paul Lawrence. What kind of leadership qualities are you hoping to see from him if he's confirmed, or you know, whoever it might be, to VBA? That person's going to have a big job dealing with the appeals modernization within the next year. So what are you looking for from that position and him?
You know, as we look for all the leaders and everyone who is leading in the great organization of the Veterans Administration, we are Department of Veteran Affairs, is we want to make sure that they understand who they're dealing with, that this isn't just a bunch of, you know, electronic records, or it's just not cases that are sitting in a queue waiting to be decided, but this is attached to a veteran and his or her family, that every decision that is made has an effect on veterans, has an effect on their family. Their ability to go home and feed their families, care for their basic needs, to make sure that their children have access to health care and to, you know, great educations. This is so much more than making sure that when a veteran files a claim that they get it right because it's about numbers and statistics and data. But this is about making sure that our nation's heroes are taken care of, you know, in the best possible manner. And so whomever is appointed to those positions, we're looking for that leadership where they can go in and motivate their staff to make sure they understand the effects of what they're doing, what the trickle-down effect is, what when they go to work every day and do their job, who it affects, how it affects them, and why it's so important to try to get it right the first time.
Verna Jones is Executive Director at the American Legion, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. I'm Tom Tamman.
Leidos is proud to support the VA and its mission to care for Americans' veterans. Leidos is committed to advancing the next generation of healthcare at the VA through outcome-based solutions and scalable IT. We strive for better access to care and improved health outcomes for our men and women who served. Leidos was recently named Washington Technology's number one government contractor in IT, systems integration, professional services, and telecommunications. For nearly 50 years, we have developed practical answers for a complicated world. To learn more, visit leidos.com.
Berna Jones is American Legion Executive Director, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
What has it been like working with members of Congress within the past year? To me, it seems as if the kinds of dialogues that you're having are maybe a little different than they were a few years ago. And I'm sure that the secretary is a part of that, that everyone in the department is a part of that. But specifically looking at those conversations with Congress, what have those been like within the past year?
Well, you know, it's always different. Every lawmaker that you talk to, every congressional year is different. But the issues are different now. People are more passionate. There's more need. There's a lot of need for benefits for veterans. And, you know, when you have to look at what veterans need and what funds are allowed and how we can, you know, bridge those two things together that make sure that the veterans are taken care of. So, yeah, the conversations are different, but they're different every year. I think that, you know, most of the lawmakers want the same things, again, that we want, and that is to take care of veterans. And it's, we don't always agree. We can go in and sit down and talk about what we think is best, and they could talk about what they think is best. But, you know, at the end of the day, I can say that most of the lawmakers are accessible. They make themselves available for us to go in and talk to them. When they put forth language that affects veterans, they'll call the American Legion and other veteran service organizations. So, you know, sometimes the conversations can get heated, but they are good and productive conversations, and it's always a pleasure to be able to sit down and talk to Congress and just kind of hash it out and figure out what we're going to do to take care of veterans together.
Yeah, I would say the number of pieces of legislation that have been passed out of those VA committees this past year is an indication of that.
It's been amazing. It's just been one, you know, bill right after the other, one major piece of legislation after the other that has a great effect on veterans. The appeals modernization, I mean, there were 500,000 veterans waiting. They were backlogged for their appeals. This is their chance to make sure that they get it right, that the benefits that they've asked for, that they've been denied, you know, they want to go back, because some of these veterans, that's all they have. They're waiting to see if they can get their benefits, because that's going to be key in the quality of life that they live and the quality of life that they provide for their families. And so appeals modernization was absolutely important, and we were so excited to see that piece of legislation pass. And, of course, the GI Bill. As you know, the American Legion, one of our own, wrote that GI Bill, and so we've always had a vested interest in the GI Bill and making sure that veterans were taken care of. And then the second iteration of the GI Bill, where they could pass it on to their families. But think about this now, and then they had 10 years to use their benefits. This is the forever GI Bill, and named after Harry Comerie, who was a Legionnaire. Veterans have an opportunity to choose when they're ready to go to college and choose when they're ready to complete or you know, finalize their education, which is important. Not everyone's ready at the same time. Who says that in 10 years you're going to be ready? You know, there's some people who have other things going on. Life happens. And so the GI Bill and the Forever GI Bill was, again, an important piece of legislation that was passed, and we were happy to be a part of that.
Well, Verna, anything else that you might want to mention, any other priorities that you think maybe we've left out of this conversation?
No, I think we've covered it pretty well. Just want veterans to know that they have advocates who are professional and trained and would be honored to help them in whatever we can do to make sure that we pay back the gratitude that we owe those veterans for serving our country. And they can always reach us at www.legion.org.
Berna Jones is Executive Director at the American Legion, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. Find it in its entirety at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. I'm Tom Tamman.
Thank you for listening to Agency in Focus, Department of Veterans Affairs, sponsored by Leidos on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. The entire program can be found on demand at federalnewsradio.com. Search Agency in Focus.
Suicide. It's not a punchline. It's not a selfish act. It's someone in such desperate pain, he or she wants the pain to end. Recent numbers show every single day, 122 people lose their lives to suicide. But there is hope, and there is help to free sufferers from their hopelessness, sadness, and pain. 24 hours a day, anyone can call the National Suicide Prevention Line at 1-800-273-TALK for help, or visit suicidpreventionlifeline.org.
The Prince George's County Board of Elections is recruiting election judges to serve for the gubernatorial primary election on June 26, 2018, and the gubernatorial general election on November 6, 2018. The board is in immediate need of Republican and unaffiliated election judges, and the board also needs election judges who are fluent in Spanish. For information, call 301-341-7300. That's 301-341-7300. Sponsored by Prince George's County Board of Elections.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, cystic fibrosis, or a heart ailment, their childhood is cut short. KC Cares steps in to bring back childhood happiness and fun to these families. Join KC Cares to celebrate an evening that will be out of this world. The 18th annual KC Cares Galaxy Gala on March 24th raises funds that will help to continue providing little moments and lasting memories for families in the Washington area. For tickets and details, visit kccares.org today.
One in five people live with a mental health condition, but many are afraid to talk about it. This spring, the National Alliance on Mental Illness of Northern Virginia presents This Is My Brave, a powerful stage performance to raise awareness and reduce the stigma around mental health. Hear brave individuals share their true and hopeful stories April 5th in Sterling, Virginia. Visit novabrave.org for tickets and information. That's novabrave.org.
Feeling underinformed or overwhelmed about caring for someone with Alzheimer's disease? Attend the Journey to Hope DC Conference on May 5th at Sibley Memorial Hospital. At this free conference, you will learn how to better care for a loved one with Alzheimer's disease and for yourself. Call 888-246-6812 to register today. That's 888-246-6812 for free registration at the Journey to Hope DC Conference on May 5th at Sibley Memorial Hospital.
The world-famous Harlem Wizards are coming to South Riding, Virginia for an evening of tricks, hoops, and alley-oops. Tickets are on sale now to see the Wizards take on the Freedom Fury Friday, March 9th at 7 p.m. at Freedom High School. This fun-filled, interactive community event is presented by the Freedom Eagles Athletic Booster Club and South Loudoun Basketball. All proceeds go toward the Freedom High School Bleacher Replacement Fund. For ticket prices and information, visit WTOP.com and search station events or go to harlemwizards.com.
They say you can't buy love. That may be true, but love is adoptable at Oldies But Goodies Cocker Rescue. For over 20 years, they've been matching dogs with families to which they bring companionship, loyalty, and yes, love. Based in the D.C. area, Oldies But Goodies' mission is to rescue, rehabilitate, and adopt out Cocker Spaniels and Spaniel mixes of all ages within the Mid-Atlantic area. Learn about OBG adoption policies, view adoptable dogs, and see a schedule of adoption shows and events at CockerSpanielRescue.com.
For many cancer patients, getting to and from treatment is one of their toughest challenges. Having cancer is hard. Getting to treatment shouldn't be. The American Cancer Society needs volunteer drivers throughout the Washington region to provide transportation for cancer patients in your community. Through the simple gift of a lift in their cars, American Cancer Society volunteer drivers help carry patients one step further on the road to recovery. To volunteer, call 1-800-227-2345. Or go to cancer.org/drive.
Every baby deserves the best possible start. Unfortunately, not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. Join the March for Babies in Washington, D.C. on Sunday, April 22nd at Nationals Park. By participating in March for Babies, you're joining a community that can solve even the toughest problems. Because together, we fight for the health of all moms and babies. And that makes the future brighter for us all. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org.
Heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, certain cancers, all obesity-related diseases. Walk toward a healthier you. Join the third annual Sisters for Fitness Run Walk, Saturday, April 28th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Bowie Town Center in Bowie, Maryland. Bring your family and friends. Help us fight the obesity epidemic one step at a time. To find out more, go to sistersforfitness.com. That's sistersforfitness.com.